Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome to another podcast, Head Street Trading Radio, on blogtalkradio.com. We have a jam-packed show today. Let's get into it. I know I'm about 3 minutes late. I was having technical difficulties with the service. But I'm here now. And I'm happy that I'm here. So, let's get into it. What a week it has been already. It's Thursday. I'm already up $6,840. Now, when was the last time you guys made that? I'm not saying a lot of people make a lot more than me. I'm not saying that they're fakes. I'm not saying that I'm better than them. I'm not saying I'm worse than them. All I'm saying is I'm pretty happy with my results so far this year. All right. So, let's get into it. I'm about to go short on plug. I know what you're saying. Like, bro, you've been so positive on plug for like 2 years. Well, now I'm not anymore. I think the company's fake. I think Andy Merch is an asshole. You heard me, Andy. Hope you're listening. You should be listening. You're a bitch. The company's fake. All you talk about is 5 years ago this, 5 years ago this, all that. Where's the results? You had to let go one of your secretaries because you couldn't even file with the SEC on time. You couldn't even file correctly. You're terrible. Company's garbage. I see the picture today on Twitter. Ooh, it's a nice little golf cart with a little logo on it. Ooh. All right. For fuel cell technology, BLDP is so far more advanced than you. Do I really want to own stock in a company that makes refrigerators? Do I really want to own industrial refrigerators? Let's be honest here, guys. I don't see profit in it anymore, and their earnings reflect that. All we heard for months, these potential big retail clients, and we haven't seen nothing. Where is it? We're waiting. So right now, I'm about to go short. You trade roughly at 263. Ask 264. A few days ago, he was around 240 range. Now, suckers would actually believe that the stock's about to go crazy and you're all about to jump in huge right now. But let's be honest here. The only reason why you're wrong because you had a little bit of news today, right? I assume so. And so you're up a little, but you're still technically down huge compared to where you were a couple weeks ago. Let's be honest here. So I'm about to go short. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. But I am definitely short. I am going to take a huge short position, and I'm just going to sit on it. I'm going to laugh all the way to the bank. That's enough about plug. I have an article coming out sometime this week. It's with my editor now. He just has to edit it, make it all fancy and schmancy. Has the bubble popped on fuel cells? Was it just a bubble? Covering three stocks in the bubble, which is FCEL, BLDP, and Plug. I'm a little more bullish on Plug. I'm sorry, a little more bullish on BLDP. To any of them. I think DLP has the cash flow. They're making the right deals. I think they're going to be a little more advanced in a couple months. But overall bubble, I think it popped. I don't think there's a greater need for fuel cells with oil being so cheap. If you want to invest heavily in other alternative energy sector, I think solar is the way to go right now. A good solar stock to own right now is JASO. They're around $9 a share. Pretty good. Also, Canadian Solar, They're pretty good too, but they're a little more expensive. They used to trade around $4 a share. I think it ran up all the way up to $20 to $40 out of my price range. So, now let's get into the other news. Illegal Burger. New company. One restaurant. Growing into more. Their mother restaurant, if you want to call it, is in Colorado. And the next one's going to be probably in Miami. I know the people behind it. The CEO is going to be coming on probably either within a month or next month for an interview. Stock trades around 70 cents a share, I believe. Let's check it out real quick. It's NESI. Now, the volume is quite not there yet because they're not really marketing out the stock right now. Right now, they're getting it in place. It just went public. It's 76 cents a share. The 52-week high is 85 cents. And the 52-week low is 60 cents a share. It's right in the middle of it. It's extremely strong buy right now. This is definitely going to be over a dollar soon. Once you start to market the stock out, once you really start to grow that brand, this is going to be a $5, $10 company soon. $10 a share. Very soon. And while we're talking about spec plays, here's another one I want you to check out real quick. They already had the CEO come on for an interview a couple weeks ago. Dr. Danny, which is Axis Pharma, XXA. They're trading around 8 cents a share. I think once their deal with the WWE starts next year, which is like 6-9 months away, we're going to see a strong upside increase in volume, a strong upside increase in production, in sales and revenue, and a strong increase in price per share. Where you got to say, they're FDA approved. They're uplisting. You got to deal with Vince McMahon, WWE. You gotta say this is gonna be a dollar stock soon, right? You have to. That's everything that's in place. So this is a steal at 8 cents a share. I'm just saying. That's right. Now, an interview next Friday. This is Friday coming, but the following Friday, I want you to check this out. This is big right here. Panel Company. I actually know the founder. And it's going to be huge. Pretty much if you're an entrepreneur and you're looking to grow, you don't want to go to the bank. The bank will laugh at you. If you're looking to raise capital, crowdfunding is the way to go. Screw the banks. Go to the crowdfunding. And he offers a platform for that. So he's going to be coming on. You want to check his website out. It's startuppanel.co and startup.com is .co for company. And check him out. A lot of stuff going on. I'm a huge, I'm a believer in it. I'm a believer in crowdfunding. I think it's a great source to have a startup company. What better way as an entrepreneur to have other entrepreneurs and potential investors invest in your company and go forward with the common people just like yourself? Screw the banks. The banks don't believe in small business. The banks don't believe in ideas. All they want is money. So they give money to people who already have it because it's collateral. Why should I give you 10 grand? We don't have 10 grand. What makes your idea so special? The banks want to lend in millions. Where crowdfunding is like 10, 15, 50 grand, maybe 100 grand. Where banks want to lend in crazy amounts of money because they want those deposit swaps. As soon as they lend it, they're already borrowing, they're already leveraging it at their end anyway. Banks don't believe in small business. If you bank at a bank that has all things about small business, get your money out of that bank. 9 out of 10 times, they're not even covered by the FDIC if they're a strong lending a small business. They're capital itself. They're probably borrowing from the Fed. Anyway, so like I was saying, head over to illegalburger.com. Check that out. Head over to Startup Capital. The ticker symbol for Illegal Burger is NESI. Startup Capital. I'm sorry, it's not Startup Capital. Startup Panel. I'm totally wrong. Startup Panel Company. The link's in the description below. Definitely check that out. So, this week in trading, pretty much I traded everything from... Wow. Today was SFUN. I traded VIP, AMRN, so many this week alone. It's been one hell of a ride. Very happy. Here's just some VLTC, AMCN, MVIS, NYMX, VIP, and many others. If you're a member of Hedge Street Trading, you know the stocks I've been trading. So many to remember in so little time. We've been on one hell of a run this week. Even last week was a big week, right? The last 2 weeks has been huge. I've been trading every day, which beginning of the year I wasn't doing that. I was only trading maybe once, three times a week because I was doing more teaching. Wow, been so busy. I'll tell you what, I gotta start training some more. I need to build up some more capital. I want to make some big moves this year, so I actually buckled myself down and decided to trade, and I've been trading every day for 2 weeks now. I'm not going to trade tomorrow though. It's Friday. I'm taking the day off. Got a lot of articles I gotta write for this website that's coming out, because I'm back to blogging again. They're not going to be daily blogs. This is too time-consuming because I do so much. They're going to be more like a weekly, maybe 2 to 3 blogs a week. And I'm getting them all done so when the website launches, the website has fresh stuff to read about. So once it launches, then it's going to be probably one article a day where it's small little stuff. And then with the big stuff, I'm actually going to publish over on LinkedIn to get this to the media. And hopefully it gets picked up by Seeking Alpha. Hopefully it gets picked up. I'm back, guys. Sorry about that. The connection kicked out. Now I ordered the call back into the show. I actually have to put my PIN in before. All I had to do was click on one and I was connected. So now I got to enter like a 9-digit number. And then a pass key. So it takes some time. Sorry about that, guys. Hopefully it doesn't kick out again because that would suck. It's so time consuming. Like I was saying, the website's coming out. Brand new logo, brand new business model. HeadStreetTrading.com is going to be changing for the better. As soon as that comes out, I'll come out with probably a daily articles. But big articles that I want to actually put out on the LinkedIn. I'll publish them on LinkedIn. So hopefully it gets picked up by TheStreet.com. And Seeking Alpha and so forth for more exposure. Those big articles will probably be like once a week where I pick a topic and I'm just going to write about it. Like, say, fuel cells or 5 trending stocks trending under $10 a share. I will talk about them. Something like that. Or a trending sector. Stuff like that. Small stuff where I just write small things about a company. Either maybe like a... I'm bullish on this company, but I'm bearish on this company. Just stuff to put out there to the public. Because when I first started doing this, I actually just wrote blogs nonstop. And I posted them everywhere. And I pretty much found like all my original students I found are off of blogs. So all I did was just blog. I was a wannabe Timothy Sykes when I first started doing this networking stuff. I realized it doesn't really work. You attract the wrong people to join your service. So, I switched it up, but I'm going back to writing blogs. This is nothing more professional. But I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I am back, so like I was saying, so I want to do more blogs again, make it more professional feel, because I'm getting away from the whole email thing. I went through reports. Nobody opens up their emails. And then he asked you, like, so what was the alert? Like, bro, you're paying for a service. You might want to open up your email. Or they'll just look at the subject line. Excuse me. And the subject line had the stocks. So I was wasting time writing up these beautiful write-ups for each stock I was looking to trade, where only a handful actually opened up the, the emails. So now I'm looking more interactive, where it's live trading, where like we're in the trading room, live videos, video watch list. I want to be more like in your screen, if you will. So, because I think if you don't change your business model, if you don't adapt, you perish. I've seen so many perish over the years. This used to be a huge business, and so many of them come and gone because they can't change. Or so many just blow up, and they can't recover from their losses, or they can't recover from losing students or losing subscribers, and they just go away. With me, I offer unbelievably good service at a huge discount for what I actually charge. I do a lot for much little as I actually get, but it's not about the money right there. It's about the enjoyment I actually feel helping somebody trade, helping somebody learn how to trade, and taking their trading and actually making money. It's an unbelievable feeling, guys. And I do a pretty good job at it. All you gotta do is go over to my Headstreet Trading Facebook page, facebook.com/Headstreet Trading, and you will see the reviews. People love what I do. It's like, I always wanted a podcast, so I decided, I'm doing a podcast. I have a podcast now. It's growing. It's becoming an everyday thing. See, before, I wouldn't do it during market hours. I was like, oh my God, I can't do it. I'm too scared to do it during market hours. So now, I don't care. Power hour. I'm here 3 to 4. I can handle 60 minutes of talking. I do a pretty good job at it, too. We're covering certain segments of the show. Right? We do webinars. Where it's just me. See, before, I had help. Where, I wouldn't call them help. In a way, it was almost like a crutch. It's kind of hard to talk about a thing where, okay, I was going to rely on somebody else. You can do this part. I know it's going to be done. But I'm like so hands-on, it's not done the right way. I get pissed off. And so I decided, you know what? Maybe I should just do everything. But I am looking to start a team, though. And the stuff that I do, I can handle everything else myself. But it's the other stuff. It's the marketing end, where I need more people liking the videos, sharing the video, sharing the tweets, retweeting the tweets, getting everything out there, writing reviews. Stuff like that will put us out there in the marketplace where I can just grow the community even bigger and even stronger so I can do more things. Because 90% of the money that comes in here, I actually put it back into the business. I'm always evolving, always getting bigger, always getting stronger. So I believe in the business itself. We're doing big things this year. I'm telling you, this podcast should be sponsored by Reese's Pieces and Almer Palmer Half and Half. I love this shit. So, back to looking at plug. I'm looking to go short. I'm looking at the price real quick. $261, $262. Wasn't it $262, $263 before? I'm actually looking short a little higher. I would like 264, actually. 264, 265. But I could go short right here. Not sure yet. Okay, I just actually just looked out with my trading room, and oh, Kevin, you're hilarious, bro. Yeah, actually, yeah, I made a post last night. Let me go to it real quick. I was so pissed off last night because some random guy added me to Facebook last night. And yeah, he wanted to know what I actually did because he saw me posting a couple stock rooms on Facebook. Which, the last month and a half have been so private. As you guys know, I went private. I'm not public anymore too much about where I post publicly trades and stuff like that. I'm all private. It's all just for this. It's all for the paying members now. I have a big enough base now and a big enough list. I don't need to post stuff in the public anymore. You already know what I can do. Backtesting, looking back over my tweets and everything. You guys know what I do, so I don't need to actually post stuff in the public anymore. Like, hey, look at me. I just made $6,000. You know, it's just, I don't need to do that anymore. I might do it on a few tweets for the podcast to get people to check out the podcast because that's part of marketing. But this guy added me, right? And he asked me what I'd done, and I'm like, yeah, I do this, I do this, I do that. And the guy was like, well, dude, okay, well, I didn't know that, but I want somebody better. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, who, Tim Sykes? He's like, no, not Tim Sykes. Fuck that fool. I'm with Penny Stock. I'm with the Prince's Stocks. I'm like, who? He's Stock Princess. I started laughing. I was so hard. I almost fell off my chair when he said that. I'm like, okay, so you like, getting taught by somebody who their setups in a day spa? Like, do you realize she's a masseuse? She gives massages. She's her videos are from a day spa. She's wearing day spa clothes. Echoing from the video itself is in a day spa. That whiteboard looks like a desk. It is a massage table. She's a masseuse. That's saying she has a Benz, but the Benz is a 1994 Benz that costs like $4,000. I mean, her original bio was she got a $100,000 loan, but that changed real quick when she changed her website. So she already flip-flopped. She flip-flopped like John Kerry. So I got pissed off. I mean, how the hell are you trying to say she's better than me? Where I have over thousands and thousands of Twitter followers. She has 90. I thought it was obscene. I mean, I have over like 500 plus followers on StockTwits, thousands on Twitters. I have 20 students and 15 clients. One of my clients is a publicly traded company. I do pretty good. But I'll be right back, guys. I gotta do the boys room. Back. Sorry for the wait. Yeah, when you gotta go, you gotta go, right? So, back to what I was saying before, I'm not gonna go short on plug. So that's still at 261, 262. So this guy was like, well, I think she's better. I'm like, bro, you just wanna get into her pants, right? Let's be honest here. Let's hold the old bars, right? She got nothing on me. I already had students she had just come to me because they wanted to learn something. If you want to learn Stock 101, you can read a book. I teach you in-depth stuff. Stuff that I've been through and went through. Just saying. So, about maybe 20 minutes up in the market. And looking to go short on plug. We'll see what happens. a lot of things going on. And then next week, interview next Friday with startup panel. Then hopefully I can get the CEO of Illegal Burger to come on. That should be fun. I'm looking to do maybe 2 or 3 interviews a month with cool companies and publicly traded companies. Nothing really good today. There's a couple good winners, BLTC, of course. You know, NVGN, love that one. Yeah. So the Yankees are 1-1. Our Kong play. KOE 569 ran to 601, then it pulled back down to 527 at a light volume. What? That is a sick run, though. Saw it. Drop and pop scenario. That's what we got. Because yesterday it closed at 619. Today it opened up at 569, but it popped back up to 601. Then it's pretty much just crashed from there. There might be light volume, but can't knock the pop. Through this strategy, it takes years, but I'm so good at reading support levels, bouncing off support levels. I'm really good at that. Wow. Surprised I don't have the Twitter cheerleader. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Twitter cheerleaders unplugged. I suppose they're not mocking me right now. Black Ops 3, is that coming out? That's trending on Twitter right now. It is. Oh my god. Black Ops 3, dude. For you video gamers out there, man, I've been playing Ghost on the Xbox One the last few nights. Just to relax. I'm getting tired of GTA. Because number one, the servers don't freaking work. You always get knocked out. And you always wind up in a server by yourself. Maybe that's just my internet, I don't know. But it pisses me off. So, definitely can't wait for Black Ops 3. Black Ops 2 was the game I prestiged like 10 times. Real quick. I have chills. We're going back to that storyline. Okay, it's by Activision, which is the original creator. Wait. Hold on. It's coming out this year. 4/26. It's next week. Hold on. I got more into this. It's because if this comes out, oh man, guys, I might be a little busy for a few days when this shit comes out. Just saying. Can't wait. It's coming out. That's just going to be sick. I hope they don't have exosuits. Cause I hate the new one. That's why I'm playing Ghosts. I don't like the whole, I can jump like 65 feet in the air. I don't like that stuff. Alright, back to stocks. Man, I wish my 360 still worked. I would play Black Ops 2, which I loved, but my 360 pretty much got blew up on me. So I was forced to buy the Xbox One. I might buy a PS4 though. And get the Grand Theft Auto on that so I actually can play. I'm amused by video games. They help me actually relax. Because what I do is extremely stressful. It takes a lot of my time. Shorts tomorrow, of course. NVGM. And VLTC are going to be good shorts for tomorrow, if you want to short them. VLTC is up to 40% right now. Clearly, that's a good short. Now, you shorting it, it's not going to hurt the company. It's just going to create more liquidity, which they need. I'm waiting for freaking Plug to uptick, but it's just stuck in this 261, 262 range. Couldn't get out of the range already. Jesus. So tonight the Yankees are playing. They're playing the Blue Jays. If you win this, you win the series. 2-1. CeCe's at bat. He's going tonight. It's hopefully he can pitch the whole game. And pitch effectively and actually show he still can play. And hopefully we hit the ball better tonight too. Than we have been. Holy shit. Are you guys seeing the volume on ZNGA Zynga? Are you guys seeing that? Is that 100 million? That's 100 million shares traded. It's down 18%. Holy shit. I just did a fucking scan. I see 100 million shares traded. Holy shit. That company has so much debt. It was up big the last few days. But I wasn't even looking to trade it because I know it has so much debt. The thing is, it's polluted with debt. It's hard to move. Look at all those shares trading. It's terrible. Zynga is institutional buyers. Cesspool. All the institutional buyers in that damn fucking company, it's a cesspool. I'm going to Google something real quick. It's about a guy that he's about to go to prison. And he's actually one of my former clients, which I didn't know who he was until it happened. All this shit came out. I want to make sure he's going away. They just try to cop some plea deal. and try to get bring other people down with them. We check this out. March 17th. His last name was March 17th. Just a few weeks ago. Let's read this real quick. Let me make sure. A long time. And it's so scary. As a something. Jesus fuck. This dude's doing 20 years. I'm going to go. Jesus Christ. He honestly deserves every bit of time. Sorry for the ads, guys. It's just I'm reading an article right now. Come on. Good. Well, okay. I wonder when he actually is going to be put in prison, because right now, I'm on Skype. Okay, he's offline. Dude's in prison. All right, guys. It's about 5 minutes left in the market. This dude got 20 years in prison for scamming. Now I can talk about it. Now he's been sentenced. He's in prison. Now I can talk about it. Well, we got 10 minutes to talk about it. We'll talk about it. About back in 2012, I got a client. His name goes by Ethan Taylor, which was a CEO of CTCC and ICNN. And pretty much he invested into my company. And that's all good. But the cash he gave me was stolen from other people. He technically goes by the term of the black Bernie Madoff. He's the black version of Madoff. And I had around $250,000 in stolen money in my company. I didn't know who he was until I started Googling it. And I found out all this crap, and I'm like, holy shit. So I stopped doing business with him. I just gave him the cash back. I'm like, here you go, buddy. I don't want. So then years later, bam, here we are now. Boom, prison. Got to email some people. Now he's in prison. Now I can maybe strike a new deal with the former company to take over it, which will be kind of cool. The next podcast, which is tomorrow, 3 p.m., I actually want to do some call-ins. So call in tomorrow, and we're going to do some answering some questions live. So pretty much, instead of doing hashtag Ask the Wolf on YouTube, just call up live, ask you some questions, and I'll answer them. We'll do that for the whole podcast from probably 3:30 to 4. The first half hour will be a segment on some trades going into Monday or some other stuff. So tomorrow we'll be doing some call-ins. You can ask me anything stock related. Here's an email to the guy. Okay, 62-63. This damn thing cannot move. I'm gonna go short. But I don't want to short it at 60 cents. It could bounce up to 65 cents or 64 cents. I want to short it when it's at the top, so I know it's gonna go down. It's just physics. Alright, guys. Breakfast almost over, 3 minutes left. Another great podcast. Talked about some things, talked about some random things, some stocks. How I want a short plug, but not at this price range. I want a higher price range. And how Zynga got over 122+ million freaking shares traded, down 17%, 18%, 17%, 18%. Things all over the place. This is boom, 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 boom. Wow. VLTC, short that tomorrow. I think it's up 36%. It's going to decline in price. Now it's 37%. So clearly, you guys, that's a good short. Another good short, which is JRJC. It never holds its gains. It's up 17% right now. Over 3 million shares traded. That's going to pull it back tomorrow, too. ROSG, possibly a good play for tomorrow if you wanted to trade. It's up 11% right now. Light volume. A couple million shares trading. Clearly it looks like it's about to break out. Alright, guys. That is the podcast for today. It's about 90 seconds left. Thank you for you guys for tuning in. Another podcast tomorrow and next Friday, doing an interview with the co-founder of Startup Panel Company. And then eventually end of the month or start of next month, I'm going to have the CEO of Illegal Burger come on for an interview. It'll be our second interview of a live traded publicly company. First one was Access Pharma with Dr. Daniel Baggy. So it should be fun. Alright, guys. It's about 30 seconds left in the show. Thank you so much for all the support you guys give me. You're the reason why I get up in the morning and do what I do. Having some videos coming out over the next few days on YouTube. It'll be part of the new site. Get ready for the article. Was fuel cell above and has it popped? That's coming out this week also. As always, guys, let the training guides be with you. Peace.